It's been a hot, dry summer in Seattle. This July was so warm, it almost broke the record set way back in 2015. Year after year of drought is killing some of Seattle's trees. It's been harder on some trees than others. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Ray Larson is a botanist with the University of Washington. He drove me around the Arboretum on a golf cart, showing me some of the most vulnerable trees. First on his list, paper birches.
You can see here's some birches, and you can see how terrible they look.
Their tops are bare and brown. An insect is killing them, the notorious bronze birch borer.
Which is an insect that's native to North America, but typically only attacks stressed trees. And so what we found is birches, which have grown happily in the arboretum without any extra care for 80 plus years, in the last 2 to 3 years have started being attacked by this insect.
Is it time for us to stop planting birch trees in the city?
As street trees, yes.
Planting strips along streets tend to get less care than, say, the garden outside your front door. Larson said you can help a stressed tree, such as a birch, by weeding around the base and giving it a thick mulch and a weekly drink of water.
So birches are just one part of the story. I mean, this summer's been tough on all trees.
Washington's state tree, the western hemlock, is also having a hard time adapting to climate change in Seattle's urban forests. Temperatures tend to be higher in cities. Larson took the golf cart over a narrow bridge and passed a row of hemlocks around 80 feet tall. Most of them looked pretty good, but the one on the end looked sickly yellow.
One by one, these have started to decline in the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years.
Larson had known this was coming. I mean, last year, the tree put out a huge number of cones. Stressed by drought, many trees put out large quantities of seed on their second to last year. When the end is near, they know it's time to invest quickly in the next generation. On the way out, Larson recalled how, last year, a rare bolt of lightning struck a healthy hemlock.
I was very disappointed because it hit this healthy one right next to one that was already on its way out. So it's like, why can't you just take the one that's already not doing so well and leave this healthy one next to it alone?
Arboretum staff can't save all the hemlocks. They can't save all the birches. They only have so much money for water and labor. Larson's careful to say that they're not shirking their duty to preserve the trees, but you can't move a mature tree to a better location. Arboretum staff are facing some hard decisions about which trees to help along. Here's one way people can help. One of the most visible places where you can see trees dying and make a difference is on Seattle's streets. On some arterials, several street trees in a row have shriveled up and died. We don't know yet how extensive the problem is, though. The city only recently started collecting data on the trees it's planted, according to Seattle's urban forestry manager, Darren Morgan. This year, even older, established trees are showing stress. If you see a street tree that could use some help, you can alert the city. Email seattle.trees@seattle.gov or call 206-684-TREE. In the Washington Park Arboretum, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.